It's The Current's Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. It's Thursday, August 2nd. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jade, and I have a juicy new rumor to fling out into the world.
And I have a meaty story about the supposed plague of fake artists on Spotify. But first, let's talk about a few of today's top headlines. So Max Martin, one of the hugest pop producers of the last 20 plus years, he's produced huge hits by Britney Spears, Kelly Clarkson, Justin Timberlake, the Backstreet Boys, Taylor Swift. As a producer, co-writer, he's been behind some massive hits. And now it looks like there's going to be a Max Martin musical.
This is good because I literally have never heard his name before. And I listen to a lot of music and I probably know exactly those hit songs, but I have no clue.
So songs like Baby One More Time, Since You've Been Gone, Can't Stop the Feeling, Everybody Backstreet's Back,
oh,
Shake It
Off,
The Hits. Yeah. So there's a casting call out right now for a musical that is expected to open in London's West End in 2019. So Lollapalooza starts today in Chicago, continues through Sunday. For those who are down at the festival, they're going to see some amazing performances. And even if you can't make it to Lollapalooza, they have announced a long stream of live streams. They're going to be featuring on video artists like Jack White, St. Vincent, Vampire Weekend, Arctic Monkeys, Churches, and Ladies Love Cool James.
LL Cool J. But what I like this, that they're all kind of bringing in the video aspect of it. This is something that's fairly new, fairly recent, and it's been really exciting to be able to be at home but still feel like you're living the festival life.
So if you want to hang out at home in front of your AC and watch all these performances streaming, there are details over at thecurrent.org. And Madonna is moving out of America. She's kind of gone back and forth. She's lived in London, recently she's been in New York, and now she's moving her family to Portugal. Reason being, well, for one, she has a 12-year-old son who's very into soccer, and she thinks there'll be some more opportunities available for him in Europe. But also Madonna says she's ready to get out of America for a while. She says, quote, "This is not America's finest hour." Okay, so let's get into that story you're talking about. What's going on?
All right. So, Jay, do you have a favorite music history rumor?
That Paul is dead?
Perfect. Yes, exactly. That one is so good. I'm still one of those people that believes in Elvis and Tupac living on some island somewhere, drinking at the tiki bar. So I've got a new one to add into the mix. It's one part John Mayer, one part late 60s Deadhead lore, and one part Courtney Love, pot stirrer extraordinaire. So, John, your body is a wonderland, Mayer. He's currently on tour with The Dead and Company, and it seems like he's having a super good time. He's having a blast. Well, he just posted a picture on Instagram of himself backstage after one of the shows, and Courtney Love apparently follows him on Insta and saw the pic and posted the following comment. "My insane father, who briefly managed the Warlocks," and I'm just going to say the Warlocks were the Dead before they were the Dead. And she continues, "and apparently stole from them after dosing me at 4 and loads of other crazy stuff, told me Phil Lesh," the bass player for the Dead and one of the founding members, "is my godfather. It may be true. Will you find out? I was too shy to ask in Albany once on tour. Maybe he's not. I don't know. XXXC. Courtney Love, I love that she's just willing to lay her stuff all out there, all on the table. And you know what? It might actually be true. The hot gossip online and in the Grateful Dead online community seems to be that this is true because Courtney Love's dad, his name is Hank Harrison. He briefly managed the Grateful Dead back when they were still going by the Warlocks in the late 60s. But there was this big falling out after he tried to profit off of their recordings and things like that. So, yeah, it might be true. John Mayer hasn't commented yet. But as always, Jay and I are on the case. If you need any updates, we will be sure to follow up.
What I want to know is, I get that it might be awkward to approach members of the Grateful Dead after this whole falling out, but how do you live your life without figuring this out? Like, how do you graduate from eighth grade without knowing who to invite to dinner?
Yeah, who to grad party? Where is my birthday card for all the past, you know, 40 years? Come on. I'm telling you, he has some making up to do.
Well, we'll definitely follow this story. Another story happening today involves fake artists on Spotify. Well, they're not actually fake. So say the artists themselves. But here's where this whole story starts. So if you ever listen to the ambient, the chill, the relaxing, the sleepy playlists on Spotify, and a lot of people do.
Yeah, Jay, you're looking at member number one. I love that. Late night, early morning, that's perfect jam.
So you're maybe in that kind of space. Kind of the point is you're not necessarily paying a ton of attention to the music. It's background music. So you might not notice that the names of artists on these playlists are not very familiar. And music industry insiders, whose job it is to look at these things, notice not only are a lot of the artists on these playlists unfamiliar, they don't do anything, seemingly, besides make music for Spotify's ambient playlists. Like, they don't go on tour. They don't put out other records. They only release songs that end up on these Spotify playlists.
Although, if you are an ambient music playlist curator and musician, really, would you go on tour? What sort of tour is that? Is it for people to sleep while your music is playing?
We're actually getting to exactly that scenario.
Yes, I love it when I'm right. All right, keep going.
But there are like stars of ambient music. I mean, there are relative stars of ambient music, but there are names like Brian Eno, you know,
yeah,
big artists who've put out, you know, some music and continue to put out music that could be on these playlists on major labels. And their labels are wondering, well, what's up with these other artists? Well, so this has kind of been developing for a while, and people have gone and tracked these artists down, and they're saying, yes, no, we're actual people. We actually made this music. But the labels are still suspecting that, especially since a lot of these artists seem to be tracked back to this particular Swedish music-making house, they suspect that Spotify has cut some kind of favorable deal with these producers, favorable to Spotify, basically paying them fewer royalties than they would have to pay someone like Brian Eno.
Ooh, but this goes into, there was another big Spotify story that came out a couple of years ago where people were just putting on that sleepy time playlist and letting it go for days and days and days. And that's how an artist makes their money on Spotify. So if you were to be an imaginary fake band on Spotify, the ambient world would be the world of choice.
Yeah, well, absolutely. There is, as you say, a lot of money at stake. If you are someone like Brian Eno, you are potentially losing a ton of money by not being featured on these playlists. But if you're an artist, you know, with a major label, or if you're a label, what do you do? How do you fight back against this? Spotify can playlist who they want to playlist. So one label, Universal, is fighting back by forging an exclusive partnership with Apple Music. So this is where we get to the part about people literally sleeping through concerts.
Nice.
Okay, so there's this guy named Max Richter. He's a composer, and he's done a bunch of stuff, most famously a piece called Sleep. It's just called Sleep. It goes 8 hours. It goes overnight. And he does do concerts where there are literally beds in the concert hall.
That's a step up. I thought people were going to be dragging in their sleeping bags. Beds, that's a step up.
Yeah, this is classy. So anyway, so Max Richter has curated a playlist, a peaceful playlist only on Apple Music, where you can listen to music by real musicians, presumably. So Universal is hoping that people who are interested in name brand, ambient, relaxing, chilled out music will choose Apple Music and listen to their playlists rather than just going to whoever on Spotify.
Well, Jay, I think it's time for us to wrap things up here with a look at today's viral hit.
Sounds great. So Kate McKinnon, actor, comedian, hilarious, all-around, awesome person, has apparently learned something that I've learned in my life. It took me a while to learn it, which is that if you really want to impress someone at karaoke, learn a rap.
Oh, Jay, I should have let you in on this secret a while ago. Shoop, shoop a doop. This is my jam in karaoke.
Yeah, and I've got Bust a Move, you know, if I need to.
Classic.
Can deliver that. Yeah, but because Kate McKinnon is such an impressive human being, she does not only rap in English, she's learned how to rap in Hungarian.
How did this happen?
So she was in Hungary for a while, making her new movie, which comes out tomorrow, The Spy Who Dumped Me. And so she spent a lot of time being driven around in the car, going to and from the set. And her friend, who was her driver, apparently used this time to teach her a particular song, a 1995 song by the Hungarian group Animal Cannibals. I'm never going to try to pronounce the name of the song because I'm not Kate McKinnon, but Kate McKinnon, over the course of, she says, a year, learned how to rap the entire first verse of this song in Hungarian, and she showed off that skill on Jimmy Fallon.
Well, let's take a listen.
Yo, hogy itt vagyunk, most végre valamit bemutathatunk. Ez a Józsefváros, a mi tanyánk, itt nevelve minket a jó anyánk, ahol feljut együtt már sok hülye felnőtt. Hiába ez a hely a szívünk köznött, itt nem ölted anyád pálmafán, sikeregek már csak rombolják az iskola, mert a sok...
And that is today's music news. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jade.
Our producer is Luke Taylor, and we'll be back tomorrow with more music news headlines. You can read more about all these stories and see even more of Kate McKinnon rapping at thecurrent.org. Yo, 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 Jeff Barr, shoot it as a hey, ha ha, I'll be loud.